far that they oh, were leaning on the Lord. We are trusting in His holy word. He never fails. He never fails us yet. Oh, we singing, oh, 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 can't turn around. We've come this far by faith. We've come this far by faith. We're leaning on the Lord. Oh, we are trusting in His holy word. Oh, He never fail. He never fail us yet. We are singing, oh, can't turn around. We've come this far by faith. We've come this far by faith. Leaning on the Lord, trusting in His holy word. He's never failed us yet. We're singing, oh. Can't turn around. We've come this far by faith. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord until I die. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. Said I will trust in the Lord until I die. Hallelujah. Said I'm gonna treat everybody right. I'm gonna treat everybody right. Said I'm gonna treat everybody right until I die. I'm gonna treat everybody right. I'm gonna treat everybody right. Say I'm gonna treat everybody right till I die. I'm gonna stay on the battlefield. I'm gonna stay on the battlefield. I'm gonna stay on the battlefield until I die. Oh, yeah. said, I'm going to stay on the battlefield. I'm going to stay on the battlefield. Say, I'm going to stay on the battlefield until I die. I'm gonna treat everybody right. I'm gonna treat everybody right. I'm gonna treat everybody right until I die. Oh yeah, I'm gonna treat everybody right. I'm gonna treat everybody right. I'm gonna treat everybody right until I die. Oh, he brought me from a mighty long way. Oh, he brought me from a mighty long way. Oh, he brought me from a mighty long way. Thank you, Lord. I say you brought me from a mighty long way. You brought me from a mighty long way. Say you brought me from a mighty long way, a mighty long way. Oh, you brought me from a mighty long way. You brought me from a mighty long way. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. 'Cause you brought me from a mighty long way. You brought me from a mighty long way. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. 'Cause you brought me from a mighty long way, a mighty long way. Say you brought me from a mighty long way. You brought me from a mighty long way. You brought me from a mighty long way. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus, for wake me up this morning. I thank you, Jesus, for good health this morning. I thank you, Jesus, for everything you've done. Lord, you brought me from a mighty long way, a mighty long way. You brought me from a mighty long way. You brought me from a mighty long way. You brought me mighty long way, a mighty long way. Say thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. 'Cause you brought me from a mighty long way, a mighty long way.
Good.
Glory to God, glory to God. Good morning, good morning, good morning, TMC family and friends. This is Brenda Terrell on the Mississippi Gulf Coast and Ocean Springs, welcoming each and every one of you to this Oh, Taste and See That the Lord is Good Tuesday morning. Glory to God. Let us go before the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We honor you and we praise your holy name. Lord, as the psalmist sung this morning, Lord, we will trust in the Lord each and every day until the day we die. We thank you, Father, that you are the King of kings and you're the Lord of lords. You're the great I am. You're the Almighty God. You're the ruler and the reigner of everything, Father God, in our hearts, our minds, and our spirits. So, Father God, we ask that you have your way as we look to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. Lord God, we thank you for what you're doing in everyone's lives this morning, Father God. We're calling healing, wholeness, and healthy lives for each and every individual on this call, even for those that are going through challenges, especially Mother Joseph. We're calling her healed and whole by the blood of the Lamb. We thank you, Father God, for what you're doing on this call, and we're asking you, Father, that you just saturate us, Father, in your presence, saturate us in your spirit. Use the speaker, Father, like never before with the anointing from on high. Lord God, we thank you as we sup with you this morning, Father God, that you fill our cups until it runs over, Father God, that it will flow over to others, and they will too say, we will taste and see that the Lord is truly good. Lord, we bless your name, and we ask that you continue to have your way in this day, in this season, in this hour, and forevermore. In Jesus' mighty name, hallelujah and amen. I will now turn it over to our wonderful host. Host, are you there?
Good morning. Good morning. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, Minister Cynthia. God bless you. Take it away.
God bless you, too. Thank you. So good morning. This is a joyful morning. And we thank you, Minister Brenda Terrell. Thank you for that tag. Taste and see the Lord is good. And thank you for greetings and also for that powerful, powerful prayer. We so appreciate you. And, Lord, I can't thank enough our songers, Rosalind Peters, for that awesome, I will trust in the Lord. Yes, I will trust until I die. And I thank him. I thank him for waking me up this morning to a new day, Lord. And he brought us through. God bless you this morning. My name is Cynthia Cox. I reside here in the great state of the Bronx, New York. I'm so grateful to be your host this morning. Let me just share a little bit about our awesome call. I'm so blessed to be a part of it. I thank God for the two amazing co-founders. On October 2010, Reverend Dr. P.K. Robinson, Reverend Dr. Vanessa, one of the who started us on this awesome journey. Hallelujah. So glad to be on it. We'll have a scripture. We stand on the scripture, Psalms 88 and 13. But to you I cried out, Lord. Cried out, Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Yes, we also have a mission statement. We are on a mission to enhance believers as they begin their day. Empower and enhance believers as they begin their day. Yes, we are, also have a website that you can also review. 24/7, and that is themasterscall.net, themasterscall.net. All the messages has been archived on that site, as well as our bios of our speaker. Let me just share, today is the 30-day fasting and praying. We pray for training, conference, and events, extravaganza in 2021. We pray for desire for the distributors to attend and train meetings, calls and webinars, and there shall be a great attendance and support. We pray that all is done with spirit of excellence and share great information with all of the attendees. We pray for proper operation of all our audio and media equipment. We pray for the traveling mercy and strength. We pray for the great extravaganza in 2021. So we are thankful for that. So if anyone is not on the fast, you can still like Dr. PK, you can still join us at this time. Well, let me just say our theme for 2021 is with God's strategy shifting and prophetic suddenly and holy standards are being established and supernatural revealed, and that's Mark 16:15-20. If you've been led by the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry, as agreed as Minister Brenda, as a host as yours truly, or as sung as Minister Rosin, share a word with the Lord. You may even have a prayer request, a praise report. We can submit information at info@themasterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net, and Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherstone or our prayer journal minister, Brenda Terrell, will contact you. But on Friday, we have a treat so you can stay on and share live your prayer request and your praise report. Thank you. And our phenomenal company called Artists International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 31 years ago. We are now called Artist Life. Great products to help the world become healthy. And I also add wealth, and you can share with anyone come in contact with. The new morning motivation call is held Monday through Friday after this call at great leaders are giving vital information on the health and wonderful Artist products. That number is 712-770-4005, the PIN number is 294-617-POUND, 294-617-POUND. If your service is T-Mobile, Boost Mobile, MetroPCS, or Cricket, you can use the bypass number. It's free so that you will not be charged. The number is 716-293-9707. Today is Tuesday, and it's Presidential Tuesday. Please join them on that call. I'm sure President Kennedy and Moses will be hosting that call. And also, we want to share with each and everyone, today is the last day of the month, so please review your back office and plug in. And also, today is Groundhog Day. Again, please judge yourself accordingly, and let's stay connected with all the things that's happening in our awesome community. Please check your WhatsApp app and just stay in touch. Stay connected. This is what we are in this awesome opportunity. But let me just share a few minutes. I'm just going to stop right now. We have an awesome speaker coming on today, and she needs no introduction, but I'm just going to give you a little highlights of her. Her name is Prophet Kai Brown. Born in New York City, currently reside in this great state of San Antonio, Texas. Prophet Kai received her bachelor's in electronic engineering in 1986. She's called into the ministry in 2000. As a late minister, God led her to the seminary where she received her Master of Divinity. And she's a Master of Art in Pastoral Counseling and a Master of Divinity. I'm forgetting myself. In the pastoral ministry. She stands on a scripture, Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you. She has a wonderful son. That's our son, Christopher, who she loves dearly. Prophet Kai is the publisher of her first book, When God Birthed the Ministry. Also a prayer. She was my prayer partner. She's also an artist distributor, and I can go on and on without her. So we ask everyone to go to the website and check out her bio. Let me just introduce you to some presenters, none other than my friend and prayer partner, Prophet Kai Brown. Are you out there?
I am here, Minister Cynthia. Thank you so much for hosting with such Jesus joy. And, of course, I want to thank our prayer general, Minister Brenda, for just seating and greeting us and opening us up with prayer. And to our psalmist, Minister Rosalind, I will trust in the Lord until I die. And, of course, we want to honor the two amazing and dynamic women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, for their yes. Their yes, their yes, their yes is why we can be here today. But, of course, we give all glory, all honor, and all praises to our King of Kings, our Lord of Lords, our big brother Jesus Christ, and our Daddy God, because without them, where would we be? So we're going to jump right back into the message that we started last Friday, and the title was Fit to Finish, Fit to Finish. And we were talking about how God desires us to finish the fast, that we started this 40-day fast praying for one set of circumstances and situations, and how he wants us to focus and refocus and be fit to finish this fast. And he gave us the acronym for FIT as focus, intentional, and timely. So last Friday we talked about being focused. And when we say focused, we mean having laser focus, pushing in on what God has called us to push in on, to just be singular in purpose to what he was calling us to. So we talked about focus on finishing the fast as we are fit to finish what God has called us to. So we talked about focus. Today we're going to talk about being intentional. Being intentional. Now, what does that mean? Being intentional means that we are on purpose, that we are doing things with a specific focus. Again, focus was our first letter for fit to finish. We are focused on the task at hand. We are intentional. We are on purpose. And the dictionary defines intentional, as done on purpose, deliberately, or with a specific intention. So we are on purpose. See, God has given each of us a purpose as we continue to press in and push through in this fast. He didn't leave it to chance or circumstance, but he gave us a purpose, and he wanted us to be intentional in that purpose for this fast. Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the plans I have for you, declare the Lord, plans for your welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope." See, God has a purpose for this fast. He wants us focused on something intentionally. He has given us that thing, that prayer request, that that hope for this time of fasting. But are we being intentional? Are we pushing into him, seeking that thing if we don't know what it is? Or are we just going around praying for the things that we assume or that we think or that other people tell us we should be praying for? See, yes, we have prayer objectives for our corporate fast, and we need to be intentional about those, and we need to be pushing in prayer about those. But what about our personal fast? Our fast for our finances, our fast for our relationships? Are we being intentional about hearing God about those personal things that he wants us pressing into him for during this fast? Yes, we have a corporate set of objectives, and those are important, and those things we need to be praying for as the body of Christ, as the body of Artist Life. Those things we need to be pushing in for. But what about those things God has called us to pray for outside of that? Those things we are fasting and praying for in our own lives. Are we being focused and intentional? Are we fit to finish this fast the way God has called us to? Have we taken the time to be intentional about it, to be on purpose? Do we even know what that purpose is? Have we asked God? Have we pressed in prayer and then stopped to listen to him, to hear what he has to say about the fast? Or are we just going on our merry way assuming that we know? See, I don't want to assume that I know. I want to understand what God is calling me to in this season. I want to be fit to finish. 2 Peter 5:8 says, "Be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to destroy." Are you fit to finish, or are you going to be lion bait? See, are we pressing into prayer intentionally, on purpose, seeking God's purpose for this fast? Or are we going to be ready to be devoured by the enemy because we have no focus and we have not been intentional? See, we have to make a choice. We have to make a decision that we are going to do this thing God's way, that we are going to do this thing on purpose, with purpose, because it's what God has called us to for this season. See, I don't know about you, but I want to be fit to finish. I want to stay focused. I want to make sure I am intentional. I am pushing in on the purpose that God has called us to. Psalms 138 and 8, the Lord will fulfill his purpose for me. Your steadfast love, O Lord, endures forever. Do not forsake the work of your hand. See, God is telling us his purpose for me is perfect. He will fulfill that purpose if I am doing what I am supposed to be doing. So that purpose is me being intentional in seeking him for the rest of this fast, for these last 10 days. So we have to make sure that we are focused and intentional because God is focused and intentional. See, he doesn't lose focus because things of the world come up, things come up around him. He doesn't lose focus. So if we stay pressed into him, we can stay focused on his purpose. If we trust him, we will stay focused on his purpose regardless of what it looks like. We will stay intentional no matter how many things come at us from the world, because we know that we can trust that he will take care of whatever situation and circumstance arises in our lives. He's already worked it out for our good and his glory. We're just standing here waiting for the manifestation. And while we wait for that manifestation, while we wait patiently on him to do and be all that he says that he is, we need to be in the mindset of being focused and intentional, but also in praising him through it. See, we can't be downcast and beat up and, you know, what if we are the only Jesus people see and we're walking around stressed out, pulling our hair out, murmuring and complaining because things aren't going quite the way we thought they should go. Instead, we should be walking around with God's peace, intentionally walking around with God's peace, because we know that whatever the situation looks like, God is already taking care of it. See, that is what we should be showing others, that we walk in the peace of God, which passes all understanding, no matter what the situation or circumstances. We are intentional about showing the world God's peace, his love, his joy as we walk out our lives. We are intentional. We are purposed with that being what we present to the world, not doing it falsely or in a fake manner, but we should sincerely have the peace of God resting on our lives. And that should be where we are at all times. We should be intentional about those things that we are doing and saying. See, we shouldn't have random things popping out of our mouth. The stuff that comes forth from us should be in our heart, which should be that which God says. We should be intentional about the words we speak, because words are life or death. We have a choice to make. And I choose to intentionally speak life at all times. And when I catch myself, because we're all human and we all miss it and we all complain, but when I catch myself in that mode, I have to back up and say, Lord, I refuse to allow the enemy to speak through my mouth, and then begin to speak life and be intentional about the words that I allow to come out of my mouth. See, we have to be intentional. We can't allow just anything to come forth. We have to speak what God tells us to speak, and we have to stop and think about those things we allow to come forth out of our mouth. See, we have to be on purpose. See, God was on purpose. He was intentional when he created us. And Jeremiah 1:5 tells us that. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you were before you were born, I consecrated you. I appointed you prophets to the nations. Before you were formed in the womb, God knew you. See, he was intentional. You aren't here by accident. See, we have to be just that intentional with this fast. We have to focus in on what he's called us to so that we are fit to finish this fast the way God calls us to. It's not by chance that he has given us those things we need to pray for. But have we pushed back from the table? Have we pushed back from the television? Have we pushed back from social media to spend time to get to know what God is calling us to for the rest of this fast? We have to be intentional. We have to be purposeful. We have to be ready to do that which God has called us to do. Because God has supplied all of our needs according to his riches and glory. It's not like we're lacking something to be fit to finish. But are we doing our part to spend that time, to focus, to be intentional and on purpose so that God will be glorified through what we do during this fast? You know, I've seen some amazing and tremendous breakthroughs in my sisters and brothers on this call during this fast. But we've got to be fit to finish it because God is not through with us yet. We've got to be focused and intentional because God still has 10 days of time to push through and make some major breakthroughs for us. But we've got to be willing to do our part. We've got to focus. We've got to be intentional. We've got to pray for those things God has called us to pray for like never before. We've got to be willing to push back from those things that are not of him, to give him that extra time, to reveal his purpose, to reveal that next thing that he wants us to push in prayer for. God doesn't always give us all the objectives up front. We can't always handle all of it up front. So as we continue to seek him during this fast, he will continue to reveal new things, other prayer objectives. It's good to start with a plan as long as we allow God to order our steps and we don't limit him to our plan. We don't put him in a box because we've made a plan, but we're fluid and flexible to allow him to change that plan because his plans are so much greater and better than ours anyway. I don't know about you, but I want to be on God's plan, not my own. I want to be focused and intentional about what he's called us to and how he's called us to finish this fast. I want to make sure I am focused on his plan, his will, his desire as we finish this fast. I want to make sure I'm intentional as to how I spend my time in prayer and what I'm praying about. I want to be on his purpose, not my own. So we just have to make sure that as we continue to finish this fast, that we are fit to finish because God has a plan for these last 10 days. And we don't want to miss out because we aren't fit to finish, because we have not focused and been intentional. We don't want to miss out on what God is doing because we aren't fit to finish. So I will come back to you later this week, and we will wrap up this message, fit to finish, as we are focused and intentional on what God has called us through these next 10 days as we finish this fast. Minister Cynthia, back to you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for that on-time word, fit to finish. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, and our fasting and praying. Let us pray and pray over our prayer because help. Just a few minutes. Thank you so much for that profound word. But what we're going to do, I'm going to pray and pray your question, and we're going to call you back for the benediction, please. All right, let us pray over our prayer request. Heavenly Father, we glorify you. Oh, we glorify you this morning in the name of Jesus. We thank you for that providing us for everything we need if we only stay intentional. We thank you for Prophet Kai for that powerful message this morning. We stay focused, being intentional, praying and fasting. God is not in a hurry, so we have to stay focused on what we are doing. Oh, spend some time with him. Spend time with him. She said, Lord God, spend time with him. We thank you for your blessings, Lord. Bless her with an overflow of blessing after blessing and blessing. Oh, God, we pray for her family and blessing them also. We pray, God, we pray for our two outstanding co-founders, Reverend Dr. P.K. Robinson, Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, for focus, keeping us focused on this fasting and praying, and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ this morning. We thank you, Lord, for the Dias Daily on Sabbath, for sharing artist life with everyone worldwide. We pray for that everyone that joined us this morning here on the call. We want to lift up Mother Joseph, Mother Eleanor, Mother Owens, and Minister Sharon for touching them, Lord, like never before. Touch them and giving them the strength to move forward. Lord Jesus, we love you and adore you. We pray for every frontline worker and their families, the nursing home, the hospitals, and anyone that's incarcerated. Anyone has been touched by COVID, Lord, give them, lift them this morning. Give them the strength to go on this morning, Lord Jesus. We pray for the bereaved family this morning. Lord, you know the name by name, Lord. Those out and comfort them like never before, Lord. Lord, they need you this morning. They need you like we never need you before. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, let me say to you, everyone want to go back and hear this powerful message, and more important, share it with someone today. That number is 712-432-1085. 712-432-1085, and the PIN number is 957-677-POUND, 957-677-POUND. And I just want to also reiterate this. We're on a 30-day fast. We don't have long, ladies and gentlemen, but you can come and join us as we speak and listen to that message that Prophet Kai just shared with us. So let me just share with you, praying and pray for the trainers and the conference event described in 2021. Pray for the desire for the distributors to attend the training and meeting call and the webinars, and there shall be a grant the attention and support. Pray that all is done with the spirit of excellence and share a great information with all of the attendees. Pray for proper operation of all the audio and media equipment. Pray for the traveling mercy and strength. Pray for a great extravaganza in 2021. So, yes, Lord, judge yourself accordingly. And let us just say, too, right after this call is the morning motivational call, and we'd like for everyone to join us that call at 712-770-4005, 712-770-4005. The PIN number is 294-617-POUND, and it's Presidential Tuesday. So please, everybody, join that call. And I want to say, please check your back office. And this is the last day for the month for January. So it's the last day where everybody will order their place their orders and hit their positions. That's important. And we're going to thank each and every one that has already hit their position. So that's a beautiful thing. So let me just say thank you, Minister Rosen, for your trusting in the Lord this morning. We thank you so much for bringing us in with that praise and worship. And we thank Minister Brenda for her greeting us this morning, for opening us in a powerful prayer. And let more importantly, we thank you, Prophet Kai, once again, for that powerful message this morning. Will you close us out of the benediction, please?
Yes, and thank you, Minister Cynthia, for hosting with such Jesus joy. We are so thankful for you and all that you do. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you right now because you are the author and the finisher of our faith, Lord. We know that you have already worked it out for our good and your glory, and we just want to be fit to finish, oh Heavenly Father. Father, we ask you right now that as we leave this call, but never ever your presence, you continue to rest, rule, and abide in our lives. We continue to give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor that is due you. It's in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, that we say amen, amen, and amen. Go out and be those marvelous ministers in the marketplace.